highest prayer line right now. 678-962-3036. 678-962-3036. If that line is busy, 1-800-399-7353. 1-800-399-7353. Oh, I see so many of my father's children coming through, like those that called me on yesterday, last week. There's no problem too small, and there's none too large for the God I serve. The number you're calling me, 1-800-399-7353. That's 1-800-399-7353. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord as much as I love him? You ought to try him through me. You ought to try him right now like you've never tried him before. Let me bring my brother E.J. Johnson in, singing his hit gospel, I Love the Lord. Call me right now. 678-962-3036. 678-962-3036. I got it today. And God gave it to me for all of God's children. Here in Louisiana, Alexandria, West Monroe, Shreveport. Sing it, Brother EJ. 678-962-3036.
There was a time in my life when I was filled with pain and strife, but he saved me. You see, my world was spinning around and around. Seemed the only way was down, but he saved me.
The King of all the modern day prophets. Those of you that need a spiritual read, need a spiritual checkup from the neck up, you pick up the telephone. I'd never be shook a day to try God through. Now I'm in the best, just as good as all the rest. Telephone now. 1-800-399-7353. I got a blessing, but tonight and tomorrow, I know we're not there. You ought to call me. 1-800-399-7353. If you love the Lord on today, as much as Bishop, you are your lover, just try me. Good God of mine. Feel like Jeremiah on today. Feel like way deep down in Bishop, you are your phone. Telephone number, 1-800-399-7353. You call me right now, just three more of you. 1-800-399-7353. Or you call me 678-962-3036. 678-962-3036. I see the parking lot, it's time for me to leave you. God keep you in my prayer, and I love you very, very much. Yes, with the love of the good Lord.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
The views and opinions expressed on Talk Home Radio with Pete Tamont are not necessarily those of KAYT or Black Media Works Incorporated.
Talking Calm. You have reached us and we have reached you. This is Pete Tamon. I am your new host on Alexandria's KAYT, the candle in the storm of information. We are your light in the darkness of media deception. Coming to you from our headquarters in Central Louisiana, we're touching your thoughts and listening to your opinion. From as far as Natchez up north to Shreveport, Monroe, Burkeville over in Texas, Jasper, Texas, down to DeRidder, even Natchitoches, Opelousas, way down there at Opelousas, you can hear KAYT. Or you can listen online at KAYTFM.com, www.KAYTFM.com live. Or you can get our podcast at www.talkcom.com. That's www.talkcalm.com. We're talking calm, y'all. Got beef? Let's talk. We are talking about your beef. That's all this show is about. It's very simple. You got beef, we want to talk about it. I got beef, we're going to talk about it. I listen to you, you listen to me. No disrespect. This show is about respect. What we do different that has made this show the largest community radio station, the radio show, in the Gulf South on one of the largest radio stations is the fact that respect and personal responsibility is the core of TalkCom, period. So you call here, you can be upset, you can be happy, whatever. Share your opinion and your views with me. I'm going to listen to you. There are no guests on this show. I don't do that type of format. I do research. I do the statistics, everything. I am the expert. Dr. Peter John, Petermann. Yes, I am qualified by my JD, my Juris Doctorates, and my Master's in Business, my military service, my access to the political arena where I'm in the Hinkle Room at the Senate and at the House of Representatives. I am an actual political correspondent. I go there to. I actually physically go there and I see your representatives, I see our congressmen, I see our senators, I talk to them, I interview them, I get their opinions, I listen to the Senate debates, the floor debates, the committee debates. I am in it, I'm on it. I use first source news. I know how to build an argument, I know how to present this information to you, so trust me, I'm bringing you raw and real firsthand information, opinions, not regurgitated news. That's not what we do here. We're talking calm and we're talking real. I love this area. I love this area. I got my undergraduate degree at Louisiana Tech. That's where I became a pilot after serving the Marine Corps. That's just a little bit about me. I am a father. I love my boys. My 11-year-old plays classic piano, and I love him, the pieces. And you know, I know you're hearing me out here. So a lot of my views are going to come from the fact that I'm a family man. I am not married, ladies. I am single. I am available, but I'm not looking. I enjoy being a daddy, and I love my work. I'm all over this state. Working up, down, north, south. It's just up in Monroe this past week. And you know what? I got beef. Let me start first. I got beef with the fact that when I drive down to New Orleans or I fly, because I am a pilot, I do fly an airplane. We have one, and thank God it's a blessing. But when I go down to New Orleans, I see gas at certain parts of down there at $2.99, $2.98. I see gas in Monroe as low as, and I'm asking my assistant here, I think $2.96. We saw on Main Street up there somewhere about $2.96, $2.98. Why? I got beef with the fact that it's taken so long for Central Louisiana to break the $3 mark. Are you all conspiring against our good brother Obama? Because if the gas prices keep going down, the man gonna get reelected. It just is what it bees. Yes, I do have a graduate level education, 2 advanced degrees, and I'm gonna say it is what it bees. That's what we do. We're talking calm, y'all. So I'm just wondering, why is it gas is under $3. Why has it taken so long to hit Central Louisiana? I know that Kroger out there in Alexandria is now below $3 a gallon. I know that the Tobacco Plus on North Mall Drive, the Murphy USA at the Walmart Supercenter on LA 28, I know that's broken $3, but why is it taking so long? I got beef with that. That's not fair. I know y'all need to make those pennies there in the gas business, but y'all got a lot of snacks, a lot of coffee, a lot of food, a lot of all. Y'all not starting to hurt for nothing. We need those prices to come down. We got to get this man in. I think Meadville in Mississippi, according to at the Jubilee shop, is the cheapest gas that they found, according to Fox 48. Give them credit for this story, Meadville in Mississippi, because we're always going to respect people's information. Over in Natchez got some low prices too, but I mean, if you got your gas out there at the 315, 308, 310, y'all go down the street, go somewhere else, get gas where they treat you fairly. I got beef with that. If you got beef, you call me up. You know the number right here at KAYT. You've got beef, I want to hear about it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to be respectful about it. Got beef? Let's talk. We've got a beef box at our website, www.talkcom.com. You click on that beef box, you tell me your beef, you could take a picture. Maybe it's a street light, maybe it's a pothole in your lawn, maybe it's the gas man that's just not reading your meter right. Maybe it's something in your neighborhood that's irritating you. You take that picture, you post it on our website, and we're going to talk about your beef, and a lot of people are going to see it because our website is listened to in 21 countries. Go click at the little bar at the bottom and you'll see 21 countries. In addition to nearly 200,000 watts of terrestrial radio, we are talking calm, y'all. Everybody in Louisiana is talking calm. This is the largest community radio talk show, and we are happy to be here on KAYT. This program premieres on KAYT. We expect the program to premiere July 28th, and our next show, we're going to talk about the birds and the bees. It's going to be a living room show, our kitchen table show, where we're talking about issues that really matter to you and your family. Parents, are you afraid to talk to your kids about the birds and the bees? I'm talking the S-E-X word. We're going to talk about that next week, and we're going to talk calm and respectful about it. 3 pounds of beef. That's the way this show works. You get 3 pounds of beef. Got beef? Let's talk. 3 pounds of beef. Local beef, national beef, and international beef. A good talk show host always has great formatics, and that's our format. Local beef, you've heard some of my local beef. I've got a problem with the gas prices. I just think the prices are too high. Y'all need to come off. Any of you people who work at the gas station, ask the owner, hey, why are our prices so high? Don't tell me it's because we're in Central Louisiana, because I know they got cheaper prices in Monroe. You can hear KYT very well in a very narrow band in Shreveport and Monroe, so we're touching that area. This is the place. If you want to advertise, you want to get your message heard in key cities, you got to come here. And we don't really do advertising. We do underwriting because we're a public radio station, and that means we have the public's best interest in mind. And where else can you get a wonderful mix of gospel, of soul music, of programs like Eyes Wide Open with Tony, some of the wonderful things that happens here at KYT. This is local community radio. We are setting the mark for some of the big companies. Today's show, simple. 3 pounds of beef plus a topic. Our topic is, why would you make a good president? You got beef with Mitt Romney or Obama? I want to hear about it. And I'm going to shock you when I tell you my political position in a few minutes. What kind of president do you want? What kind of constitution would you make if you could rewrite the constitution? Let's hear your plan. Instead of just criticize it, let's hear your plan for the economy, crime, education, national defense, right here, right now. That's what we're talking about. Also, if you want to get a few calls in about Obamacare, which really is called the Affordable Care Act, I want to hear about that. It has been a tremendous month for our president, Barack Obama, from the Arizona law being shook and weakened. You can't racially profile out there. And they thought they would walk the dog on that, the Republicans. Now, I'm not going to say they. I'm going to shock a couple of you all here in a minute. I'm going to tell you my party affiliation. Okay? Remember, I served in the Marine Corps. I owned several small businesses. You know, I got a pretty good education. I went to LSU. I went to UNO, University of New Orleans, for my MBA. And I went to Tech for my undergraduate degree. Okay? I'm black as midnight. I have dreadlocks, you know? And I got a chip on my shoulder. But thanks to the good Lord and to some good mentors, that chip is off my shoulders. And I love everything. everybody, including President Barack Obama, even though I am a registered Republican. Okay, some of y'all is like, what? Yes, I am a registered Republican. That is what it bees. I am a registered Republican. That's right. And I voted for Obama. Love Michelle. That is a family man who is really into his family, his daughters. That's why we're going to do that show next week on the birds and the bees, having that conversation. That's what it's about, man. Having a good image for our country, somebody that opens us up. I mean, this is our president, the president for all. He has opened doors from people in the military to Mexicans who were born here, who are Mexican descendants with the Dream Act, for women. This is a president for women. He believes in your choice. He believes in the strength of the woman. And he ain't faking, because I know Michelle runs the show. She tells him probably, see that whole downstairs floor? Well, all them people working for you, Mr. Barack, that's your territory. But see, when you come upstairs in the residence, I run that. I bet you that's what she tells him. And I love it. So, look, don't hate on me because I'm a Republican, okay? Don't do that. I served in the military, served in the Gulf War. That's what I do. I believe in a strong national defense. Love the Obama doctrine. I'm going to tell you about what the Obama doctrine is. Each president has a doctrine, a philosophy, how he handles foreign affairs. The Obama doctrine is confront and conceal people. Fact check me, research me. You are not going to get a more locked and loaded individual as it relates to information as you will with yours truly, Pete DeMond. I am your host. I am your substitute teacher, okay? That's all I am. It is your classroom. You are the real teacher. I'm learning from you. You're learning from me. Got beef? Let's talk. We got a lot to talk about today. Remember, 3 pounds of beef. You've heard some of my local beef. And now we're going to talk a little bit about some of our statewide beef, which is considered local. Have you heard of Bernadette Johnson? Bernadette Johnson is suing now for the top seat in the Louisiana Supreme Court. I consider this a local issue because that affects your daughters. That affects me and you. President Obama, woman's president, Sonia Sotomayor, first Latin American on the Supreme Court. Justice Kerrigan, another female on the Supreme Court. He has allowed the influence of women to cast a shadow in our government and our politics for the next 20 years. These Supreme Court justices outlast the president sometimes by 3 and 4 terms. What kind of man acknowledges the strength and the left brain, right brain superiority that the woman does have? Because ladies, you do have that. You do have a left brain, right brain connection superiority over men. Your information and your ability to analyze and to operate between both hemispheres is better developed than men, and that's scientifically been borne out. There's opinions on both sides of the debate. But we need women in our government. It's a matter of sensitivity. It's a matter of balance. This is a president that's demonstrated that your opinion counts, and he's willing to put you at the highest levels in government. Miss Hillary Clinton is the president of the rest of the world. That is the face of America. The State Department has a tremendous budget. They give out money in all kinds of countries to control politics there. He was willing to say, you know what? I think you're qualified. You're very smart. You and your husband have experience. I need you. You go work there. That's the kind of president we need. He is not just the president for black people. People who try to do that, people who are creeping with their little racism views and all that and trying to color it in the economy, that's not what it is. Let's look at the real facts. I got beef with the fact that once Justice Kitty Kimball resigns from the Supreme Court, she leaves in January, instead of letting Justice Bernadette Johnson, kids, get online now. Bernadette Johnson, Afro-American judge, longest serving judge on the Supreme Court after Kitty Kimball resigns. Why can't she get the seat? That's the way it's been traditionally done. Now what they want to do is to have a hearing to see who should get the seat. No, people out here, Central Louisiana, KYT, you need to know this is going on. Johnson and Clark, Justice Johnson, Judge Johnson and Ernest Johnson and Janice Clark, those are two of the vanguards in Louisiana politics because they had to sue to allow black judges to be seated up and down Louisiana, along with the Department of Justice. And they had to create districts to allow these Afro-American judges that you see are sitting. Since then, there's been a push to turn back the clocks, but you cannot let that happen. And that's what we're here to talk calm about. Do I talk calm or am I a little hype? Because I hadn't even had coffee yet today. I'm one of these guys that jogs around all day. I like to stay physically fit, and I'm hype. I really, really, really love what I do. I love to talk to people. So, yes, the show is called Talk Calm. But I'm excited. I'm excited because I'm excited to talk to you. You've got to support Justice Bernadette Johnson. This is not political support. This is not a campaign. She's not running. That's not what it's about. This other judges are running for that Supreme Court slot that's open. There's many other judges that's going to try to get that. Some sitting judges, some appellate court judges. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about support to vote. That's not what this is about. I'm talking about law. I'm talking about equal rights for women. I'm talking about Senate Bill 577. Ha! Yeah, this is what sets TalkCom apart from other talk shows. I actually read the law and know how to read the law. I've been practicing law for many, many years. I don't do much of that anymore because I've got a whole staff that does that for me. I like to talk about law, I like to talk about politics, and I like to talk about the economy and government and geopolitical issues. That's what the MBA is for, okay? Yeah, I'm a proud man, so you're gonna hear a little bit about that, and there's nothing wrong with that. I want our kids to understand that I look like you. You go on my website, you see me, I look like you. But guess what? Hustling doesn't mean I got a box of rocks in my pocket and I'm rolling weed. I hustle based on the talents and the information God has given me in order to make it and to spread it and to support my family. And that's what's important about what I do and what we do here at TalkCom. I am on a mission to save our youth and our community. So, Justice Bernadette Johnson, you need to become aware of that issue. That's my second local beef. It does affect you. We are going to be one of the few states that has a black female Supreme Court justice. Senate Bill 577 was shot down by Bobby Jindal. Shot it down. Why did Bobby Jindal shoot down Senate Bill 577? Bobby Jindal is a surrogate for the Republican Party. I respect Mr. Jindal's national heritage, the fact that he has come from outside of this country and he's a person of colored descent, and our state was open enough to allow him to become governor. But you know what? He has been very disappointing in general to the common, average, everyday citizen. I'm not going to make this a racial issue. Never do that. I'm not into the racial issues. I'm into people issues. There was a Senate bill that was proposed, and some of our local senators, well, you know, there's, you know how the Senate is divided up. It's divided by larger territories than the representatives. But he was offered the opportunity to show support for equal rights for women, and he vetoed it. Absolutely vetoed it. Said that, you know what? This is just not something that he wants to support. And I'm going to go over that a little bit later, and I'm going to explain to you why this is occurring. Bobby Jindal is rubber stamping the Republican, the national Republican agenda here in Louisiana, because he's positioned himself for other things nationally. His focus is not on our state now. I don't think so. I think that Bobby Jindal is a rubber stamp for Republican policies. You know, he's one of the front runners on the healthcare communication, one of the people who's really Republican. So I go to the meetings. I'm there. I'm chilling with him. And I come and tell you what's real. I'm not a spy, not a wolf in sheep clothing. I'm just a Republican. Those of you who understand politics, you know what I am, okay? I'm a registered Republican, and you know what I support. I support issues that affect people like me, you. It is what it is. So when our governor is taking time to send out a 2 or 3 page email talking against Obama, why is he doing that? What money is he using to do that? I don't know. But I'm telling you, here's one issue that he vetoed, a Senate bill that focused on equal protection with our Department of Labor and leveling the playing field between salaries with women. And he vetoed it. Yes. So it's not just the teachers are stealing the heat from Brother Bobby. It's women, just like the overall Republican agenda. So why would you vote for someone who does not support women issues? By and large, we're going to talk calm more about that. We're talking calm, y'all. We are moving down. We're talking about 3 pounds of beef. I'm coming up on a break here soon. Our next local beef issues, I got beef with our local family values. Yes, we're going to talk when I come back from this break, because we've got to go pay some bills here on KAYT. Make sure you underwrite this program and underwrite this station, because we love talking to you and talking calm about issues. And it's time that a political correspondent, a political talk show that is community focused. You know, we bring those big issues down to you. It's time that we rise up and we fight back against the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannity. I'm going to talk about Sean Hannity and the whole Fox crowd later. They are confused. Fox News and those crowds, they got shook. It's like, have you played basketball or tennis when you hit a spike and the other side is shook and they know what to do? Shake the guy with your little moves, kids, in basketball, and then you drop that three-pointer in there, and he's like, whoa, and they don't know what to do. Or you hit a pop fly out the baseball field. That's what Obama has just done with the Health Care Act, with the Arizona bill for the immigration issues that was weakened. And now another bomb dropped yesterday, and I'm going to tell you what it is, because Romney then was praying that they would have something to use this week to soften the Obama juggernaut, and it's not happening. We're talking calm. Alexander, Central Louisiana values, that is coming up next. We're coming back right after this. We spent $93 million last weekend on immorality, and we're going to talk calm about why. I'll be right back.
Hi.
Talk about it and be about it only on TalkCom Radio with Pizza Mon. Squawk to us anytime, all the time by dialing 225-366-8255. That's 225-366-TALK. If we select your beef for next week's TalkCom show, you could win a free t-shirt. Got beef? Let's talk. TalkCom.
Got beef? We are talking calm. Let's talk. Got beef? I want to hear from you. We're talking calm. That is our theme song. It's very, very neighborly. Hi, hi, hi. Hello. Hello, KAYT land out here. Largest radio station in Central Louisiana. You get more for your buck. Thank you to all the organizations and all the companies that supports and underwrites program here on KAYT. Really appreciate you. I'm happy to be here on Central Louisiana Candle in the storm of information. As I told you, we are your light in the darkness of misinformation and media manipulation right here, KAYT. Look, we're going to talk a little bit more about our local beef, and I got to serve you some more beef, some national beef and international beef. But remember, today I want to take some callers, and we're going to talk a little bit about, instead of just criticizing either president, why would you make a good president? If you got beef with Mitt Romney or Barack Obama, what kind of president do you want? Squawk to me. Call in. Let's go to a caller. Caller, what kind of president? Talk to me. What kind of president do you want? What kind of president would you make? What kind of policies would you put in place? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. Squawk to me.
You asked the question that if I was president, what would I do? Well, first of all, what I would do is, I would make it illegal for black folks to buy Air Jordans, first of all. I would make it where they would have to pay for school until they earn the right to get it for free, which is already free, but it seems like we'll have to make them pay for it. So my whole premise to this is black folks are their own worst enemy. Black Obama's doing the best job that he can with what he's working. We don't support him. We don't vote. And like I told the last stuff, if the Republicans really want to defeat Obama in November, all they got to do is come out with a new pair of Air Jordans. All the black folks going to be at the mall fighting for a size 8 Air Jordans for $200. You know? Come on. We can't continue to blame the president for problems that we should solve. In the early, mid-90s, Southern University had the number 2 law school in the nation behind Stanford. The number 2. Today, we got a smaller enrollment than Baton Rouge Community College. Come on, man. We can't continue to blame the president for things that we got control over.
Wow. Look, that's interesting. So if you were president,
yes, sir.
Black people can't buy Air Jordans. What you said, you'd make them pay for education?
I'd make them pay for education before I see them standing in the line. I mean, December the 22nd, I watched a news flash on Fox News. You know, Fox News loves to talk about black folks. They showed black folks standing in the line at a mall in Minneapolis, stretched from the door all the way around the corner with the police department in SWAT gear, in the Foot Locker man who had one pair of shoes that he had already sold to his homeboy. Come on, man. That's ignorant.
DJ Boosie said he got.
That's the way in our community today.
DJ Boosie said he's got his Jordans. He said he got them on right now.
DJ Boosie, he earned the right. This man worked hard every day. I'm talking about folks that don't have the ability to pay for them, but yet they standing in line for 3 or 4 hours to buy some shoes that they can't even pay for. And yet they get a free textbook from the school and they destroy that.
Amen. Amen. Come amen. On, amen. Man. Listen, so if you were president, that's what, now what would you change in the U.S. Constitution? You would take away a free public education. You got to pay.